Less than 24 hours after two 17-year-old girls died on a New Jersey street, the boy accused of killing them was back online. Not answering investigators. Not in a jail cell. He was playing a video game on a live stream, telling the hundreds of viewers flooding his chat with outrage that their anger was, in his own words, paying him. "The more you guys engage in the chat," he said, "the more you give me engagement, and I get paid for YouTube." He offered his sincerest condolences exactly twice. The rest of the 22 minutes was baseball. You're listening to Civic Intelligence. This is the story of Maria Neotis and Isabella Salas, two best friends killed on their bikes in Cranford, New Jersey, and the six documented warnings that reached police before it happened and went nowhere. It was just after 5:30 p.m. on September 29, 2025, on Burnside Avenue in Cranford. Maria Neotis and Isabella Salas, both 17 and best friends, were riding e-bikes home. According to Union County prosecutors, a black Jeep Compass made a U-turn, accelerated to roughly 70 miles per hour in a 25 mile per hour zone, and struck both girls. They were pronounced dead at area hospitals. The driver abandoned the Jeep and ran on foot. When police caught up with him hours later, he had a story ready. He said he had been carjacked earlier that day by a masked stranger with a knife who stole the Jeep before the crash. There was just one problem. As Fox News reported, detectives checked that story against dashcam video from inside the very vehicle he claimed had been stolen from him. It did not show a carjacking, it showed him driving. That driver, prosecutors say, was Vincent Battiloro, then 17, a neighbor from the next town over, who investigators say had been stalking Neotis. He was charged with two counts of first-degree murder. Then came the live stream. Less than a day after the killings, he was back on his own YouTube channel, hosting a Major League Baseball simulation with a friend, explaining to more than 200 angry viewers filling his chat that their outrage was generating him revenue. Commenters were not moved. "Bro, you killed my best friend, you animal," one wrote. Another summed up the whole broadcast in one line: "Stream after the incident, check. Mourn the deaths of two innocent people." Nope. The clip has since been viewed more than 150,000 times. Because he was a minor at the time, the case moved first through New Jersey's juvenile system and through an unusual sequence of custody. Officers detained him the night of the crash, then released him pending further investigation, according to multiple news accounts, before rearresting him 2 days later and filing the two murder counts on October 1, 2025. For the next 9 months, his identity was legally sealed under New Jersey's juvenile confidentiality rules, even as the case drew statewide attention. Battiloro, now 18, was waived to adult court on June 26th of this year and faces trial on both murder counts. He appeared by video for a hearing on July 1st that lasted under 3 minutes, according to a courtroom account from the New Jersey news outlet 101.5, during which he waived his right to a detention hearing, agreed to remain in custody, answered the judge only in single words, and showed no visible emotional reaction. He has entered no plea. He is presumed innocent, and everything in this story about the case against him is prosecutor's account, not a verdict. Here is what is not in dispute. In the weeks before September 29th, police fielded at least six separate warnings. The Neotis family's attorney, Brent Bramnick, says the family had been alerting police since March, giving formal statements. Between September 1st and September 15th alone, Bramnick says, someone placed two hoax swatting calls that sent armed officers to the Neotis home, calls he attributes to Battiloro, though investigators have not publicly confirmed that. Relatives say Maria had also sought a restraining order against him. Batiloro's own parents called police 4 times in 3 weeks. On August 9th, his father called for advice on what he described as juvenile issues. On August 24th, he called again. Batiloro had sprayed him with mace and taken his car. On August 26th, his mother called, worried he was wandering the street after being put out of the house. On August 30th, his father called once more, saying only that his son was getting physical. Then came the second hoax call to the Niotis home. Officers responding reportedly found Batiloro parked in his car on the family's street, and Maria's mother identified him, on the spot, to police, as the boy harassing her daughter. Officers did not arrest him. They released him to his father, who drove him away. Ryan Greco, Cranford's police chief until his 2024 retirement, told the New Jersey news outlet 101.5 that the department had more than enough to arrest Batiloro that night alone. A fabricated carjacking claim, a fatal crash, prior history with one of the victims, and 2 dead high school girls. Letting him go home, Greco said, risked destroyed evidence. The live stream the next day, in Greco's own words, essentially re-victimized the families. The department that released Batiloro to his father and the prosecutor's office that ultimately charged him both sit inside a jurisdiction with an unbroken one-party government. Cranford's mayor, Kathleen Miller Prunty, a Democrat, leads the town whose committee appointed the police chief, now declining to answer questions about how his department handled the case. Union County Prosecutor William A. Daniel, also a Democrat, was nominated to the post in 2021 by Governor Phil Murphy, a Democrat, and confirmed by a Democrat-controlled state Senate committee. The county government, both officials answer to, the Union County Board of Commissioners, has been held entirely by Democrats for 31 consecutive years. According to Union News Daily, Republicans have not won a countywide race there since 1995. None of that, by itself, proves any individual officer made the wrong call on September 29th. It does mean the officials now facing questions about 2 hoax swatting calls, 4 calls from a set of worried parents, and a decision to release a stalking suspect to his father instead of arresting him are the same officials Union County voters have kept in office, term after term, for a generation. Batiloro's post-indictment arraignment is scheduled for July 20th, when he is expected to enter a plea for the first time. Each first-degree murder count carries a possible sentence of up to life in prison if he is convicted. Nothing about that outcome is decided. Whatever a jury eventually decides about Vincent Batiloro, the record of contacts before September 29th is not in dispute. 2 hoax swatting calls, a restraining order request, 4 calls from his own parents describing violence and instability, and an encounter that ended with police handing him to his father instead of a pair of handcuffs. 2 17-year-olds who were, by every account, just riding bikes home, are dead. The system built to catch a documented risk before that happened did not. For the full timeline, every call log, and the presumption of innocence disclosures a pending case like this one still requires, explore the complete story at civicintelligence.news. Subscribe to Civic Intelligence for the next one.